Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're all having a great tech ed session so far. I hope the week has been useful, and welcome to the seminar for Office, Simplifying the Office 365 IT Experience for Admins and Partners. How many of you here are partners, just so I can get a feel? Oh, awesome, awesome. And I guess the rest, admins, is that a fair assessment? So, my name's Lawrence Chu. I'm the Senior Product Marketing Manager for Office 365 for the admin experience. And I have a special guest today, Ivan Fioravanti from Ford, who's going to talk a bit about the Office 365 solution that their company has made as well. The agenda that we're going to go through today are the admin tools, so mainly the Office 365 Admin Center, some of the simplification that we've done going through this year, and some of the kind of forward-looking things we're planning to do, as well as the Service Communications API and how that kind of spawned additional Office 365 products, such as the Office 365 Management Pack for System Center, the Admin App, as well as the Ford 365 contributing to that. Then we'll move on to the Office 365 Partner Admin Center, showing basically the main tool for enabling partners to manage their customers, and then a brief intro into PowerShell for Office 365, some of the benefits and why. It's not going to be a huge scripting course by any means, but at least give you an idea of how you could use PowerShell to make your work a little bit easier. So tools for administering Office 365. So we know over 1.1 billion users today use Office. It's a staggering number. When I heard about it, it blew my mind. And many of those customers are now converting to 365. So basically, Office 365 serves customers both big and small. So it ranges really from big multinational companies to the small one-person shop down the street. And because of that, this diversity, I guess, in business sizes, we come across a lot of different expertise in terms of IT administration. So some, you can imagine if you're the small business owner, you set up the 365 experience, it could be a little overwhelming, as well as for the, I guess, IT pro. You're going into the panel, you might be a little frustrated with perhaps some of the UI, and we've heard that. In addition, I guess, to that, we're looking at a world that's changed a bit in terms of we used to talk about work-life balance. Today, it's more like work-life integration. I don't know how many of you check your emails at night on your phone. I know I'm one of those. But I'm sure as we progress, hopefully you have a better work-life balance than I do. But I think in the reality, our work and personal lives are kind of merging together. And because of that, we're also looking at perhaps more tools that kind of enable you to, you know, if you have to accomplish that work task, you do it quickly. Thirdly, we're looking at extending our tools. So the ability to give you enablers such as APIs or through PowerShell, you can either integrate our services into your custom panel if you have one, or if you need a different solution, the out-of-box solutions that we provide don't work. Partners like Forward can provide a solution that maybe is more tailored to what your needs are. So administering Office 365, like I said, the solutions that we offer today, we have the Admin Center, the out-of-box solution, basically. And the target here is it's not going to control all the functions. We have a lot of functions inside Office 365, a lot of knobs and switches. But the idea is to make it easy to use and yet extensible enough that a more advanced user can still find the settings. Like I said a bit earlier, we're looking at APIs in PowerShell. Again, this is trying to, if your organization, for example, required custom tools or you needed a partner to help you build something that's different than what we can provide, we're trying to make it more extensible so that, you know what, another solution may serve your needs better than what we can do. Mobile. We're looking at on-the-go solutions. Today, we have a fairly rudimentary admin app, agreed, and now we're looking at doubling down on that, providing tools that enable you to actually do scenarios on the go. And we're not looking at replacing Admin Center on the admin app, because that wouldn't work quite well. But at least some of the functions that you expect, resetting passwords, adding a user perhaps, message center communication, some of that integrating in, making your lives a bit easier. So looking at Office 365, it's the place to go, like I said, to set up and administer your 365 experience. As you can see on the dashboard here, it's a little bit busy, but we're looking at tweaking this as we go along. The services that you can do in the Admin Center include managing users and groups, service settings, licenses, and domains. And we're monitoring. It also provides modern services like reporting, and we're continuing to invest in that, service health dashboard and service communications, as well as monitoring support tickets and the like. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. So this is a quote from Leonardo da Vinci. We've done a bunch of research on the Office 365 Admin Center, and we've heard a lot of comments from admins, both big and small, that our dashboard isn't the easiest to use, which is why I mentioned it a bit earlier. So a lot of our effort this past year has been invested in simplifying that experience, whether it's creating users, instead of going through a 7 or 8 stage step, we do maybe a 1-page overlay, or changing settings in context. It's little things like that where we're hoping to improve the experience so that it's quite a bit easier to use than it is today. The simplification journey. This is some of the deliverables. Being on the cloud, we're able to release quite quickly. So this is some of the deliverables that we've delivered this year in terms of trying to simplify the experience. We updated Message Center as we kind of scale it, so the amount of stay informed messages we can come send out, because we're rolling out this change or we're rolling out this change, you as admins and as partners will be in the know as we start communicating out these changes. User management is a big part of the Office 365 administration tasks. So again, we spent a lot of effort in simplifying the user flow, in creating an auto license assignment, creating more detailed user panels, being able to tweak your users, or not tweak your users, edit your user information right from the detail panel without having to deep dive into a user creation flow. We're looking at stuff like that. We're looking at simplifying the navigation. So we've done some navigation changes where we tweak the navigation. So no longer you have a horizontal and vertical menu. It's all in a unified view, as well as some groups management. We're continuing to look at simplifying the setup experience so that when you create a domain or when you manage a domain, it's a lot easier to set it up. You don't need to jump into TechNet or what have you to try and figure that out. So I'll show a demo of some of the changes that we've done in Office 365 Admin Center. Sorry, I see, here we go. Okay, so we have this is the admin center. This is the dashboard where it's, the idea is we're giving you a service overview where you can quickly see the service health of your tenant, as well as some basic reporting and message center communications. What we've added here, in simplifying, is actually the user flow. So if you go into the main page of the active user, you see we've added a couple of changes. So for one, if we look at, just pick Alex here. We look at Alex, we modified some of the details where we're surfacing content that or information that we believe is more relevant. Previously, I think it was office address and phone number. We're now adding titles and descriptions, kind of say when you're looking at, you know, if you had a huge organization, you may not know who all the players are. In addition, we're making it much easier to, say, reset a password. We're able to now add members to groups directly from the control panel here. We're able to edit directly here. So I'll add a quick, another thing that we did was adding a user. So previously it was like a 7-step flow, and now we're looking at something that's much more quick. So for example, if I'm doing John Smith, and if I want to manually type, this was another enhancement we added this year where, you know what, I can manually type passwords if I find that easier than the randomly generated one. And if I only had one license, it would auto-assign now. Now, because I have multiple licenses, I choose one, but no longer you have this huge checklist where, are you going to assign Visio? Are you going to assign Word? This is now all by default applied so that you no longer have to go through that. Now, if you need to change that, you can also do that when you edit the user directly. So I'll create. Oh, sorry, I didn't. So he's actually already created. I did this earlier. But anyways, this is where you'll see John. And you'll get a detailed view. And here, again, like I said, you can edit right in line here in the control panel. in the detail panel. What we've also added here was edit view. So now you can, a filter view. You can now add filters. So for example, I create the sales marketing. Perhaps I wanted operations. I don't see operations in my filter list. We can create a new view. And this will bring up a flow here and just say I call it operations. And we'll add the filter. The filter is operations. We save the filter. And now you have this view where you can now see your operations team user list. So the simple adjustments we're making to the UI as we build, as we further deep dive into the admin center, looking for opportunities to really streamline these tasks. Similar thing we did with groups. From groups, we're now able to manage all the groups that we have access to. So the SharePoint and Exchange security groups, as well as the distribution list. You can see we have a bunch of distribution lists here. If I click on the details, you see the membership here. I can edit members as well as the admin group. I can turn on outside sharing for this Exchange group quite easily just from the detail panel. You no longer have to go to the Exchange admin center to just configure those settings. In the future, we're looking at adding, you'll be able to create groups directly from this panel. Today, we can only do security groups from SharePoint, but in the future, we're looking at adding that Exchange functionality right here as well. That way, for these basic functions, you no longer have to deep dive into Exchange Admin Center to set up those groups. As you can see, I'll just show you the cyclists. I added a friendly security group where, you know, a bunch of cyclists in the group, you can add it right here. So for example, editing membership. You see your membership and you can quickly add members. So if John Smith, the new guy who says, you know what, I want to join the group, I can now add him directly from here. Again, simplifying the flow. So that's some of the things we've added to group. We're going to invest a lot of also effort in reporting. So going forward, reporting as well as Message Center, trying to streamline it again, making it easy for you to access the information that you need. The Service Communications API. So we released this feature or tool earlier this year around the summertime frame. And basically what this does is it enables you to consume the API, whether it's integrating that into your custom tools or porting it over to another solution where you can easily monitor, your service health information, the Message Center communications, as well as planned maintenance notifications. So the whole idea is this is already available in the Admin Center, but perhaps you use a custom dashboard to monitor all your services. You can now pull this information into your dashboard as well. So some of the services or solutions that kind of spawned from the API included the Office 365 Management Pack for System Center. So this solution, I guess, consumes the API, so it can surface the service health, like I said before, active and resolved incidents, and that's how they classify it in System Center, as well as Message Center communications. So if I show you a quick demo of this, you can see that a lot of the information is replicated, but if you use System Center, this management pack is a free download, and you can use this for here we go. So as you can see, it basically monitors your subscription health, which basically enables you to see, okay, I have a direct connection with the API. The API is healthy. You have a dashboard of widgets which show, okay, my service health subscriptions. It counts the number of active incidents that are occurring. This is a demo environment, so please don't be alarmed at the huge count of active incidents. So you can look at SharePoint Online, Link, Yammer. All that is monitored as well. You can look at active incidents. So for example, if I want more detail, what is this incident? I can double click, and it'll bring an overlay showing, okay, what the issue is. and alert contacts, kind of going, okay, what's the issue, how it's being resolved, et cetera. In addition, Message Center is a similar thing, where if you click on a Message Center link, okay, here we go, you will get the Message Center details here. So you no longer have to, if you're using System Center, you no longer have to toggle between System Center and the Admin Center from Office 365. You can port all your service communication as well as your service health information right here in your dashboard. So if I click on the message here, this is where I get the context of what the message is, when it was published, and additional information. So lastly, another release that we had late last year was the admin app. So today it's kind of rudimentary. It only really surfaces Service Health Dash and plan maintenance. But we are now looking at planning what are the additional features that we want to include. And this includes some user management, some additional service communications, notifications, just trying to make that more of a complete solution. Again, that's kind of to what we alluded to saying earlier, where we're trying to bring some of these tools to help your life when you do the work-life integration. So now I'd like to bring up Ivan to talk about the Ford 365. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you, Lawrence, for giving me the opportunity of showing you our product that is built upon PowerShell API reporting given by the Lawrence team. So a quick introduction. I'm Ivan Fioravanti. I'm the CTO of Forward and one of the creators of this solution. I will just show you three slides to give you the context so that you know what we are talking about, and then we will deep dive in a live demo. It's a multi-tenant reporting and management solution for Office 365 with some delegation features. It means that you will be able to tailor everything in the product in order to filter out what can be really done on your Office 365 tenants. How it works is powered by Azure, so it's a software as a service product. It runs across worldwide, so it's we have sharding everywhere, so US, Europe, and also Asia and Pacific. We collect information from Office 365, we store them in our own repository, and we aim to be as fast as possible. That is our goal, to be able to be as fast as possible, not only in using the service, but also in delivering new features. So each 2 weeks, we deliver new features. Where is available? It's online, available worldwide, and we sell only to distributors and resellers, no direct selling to final customers. So if you are a partner, you would like to talk with us, please come to visit us in our booth. I will not bother you too much with technicalities here, so if you want to get more information, feel free to come to visit us. So I will switch immediately on a live demo. Okay, so. Where is the... Yeah, if you can tell me what... Okay, here we are. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so this is the main interface. As soon as you log in, you have this dashboard. As I mentioned, it's multi-language, so you can easily switch the language, and everything will change, the language and also the localization, and it's multi-tenant. This means that you can manage all your tenants from here. You can click, you click apply, and now you're working in the context of this tenant. I will switch back to my tenant I'm more comfortable with. Okay, so I will not bother you with all the reports. We have more than 60, so I will quickly go through the main ones. So first of all, we have this user card, and this is quite useful if you are delivering support to the final user. So you can ask spelling of the username. You enter at least three characters, and you can get the list of all users matching that characters. And you have a user card where you get all the information that we can retrieve. So you have user details, the license used, the mailbox security here, exchange information. Everything that we can get, it's available here. Also the client information, quite useful. So you can see on the fly the browser used, the operating system used, the mobile phone used. And they also added some notes-taking activity. So if you are, if you want to take some notes related to this specific user or related to this tenant, you can do it directly in the tool. Then we have created a OneDrive dashboard now. So from the tool, you are able to see the real usage of OneDrive business. So we collect all the information from OneDrive, and we give you, for example, here on the upper right, we have a user divided by range of usage. Here you have the top users. So you can see if the system, the Office 365 is really used or not. Service Health, this is built on top of the Service Communication API described by Lawrence. So you have a calendar where you can see what's going on in a moment. You can click, and you can get the detail. These are exactly the messages given by Microsoft. So just to give an additional one, you have all the details here. Going back, these are instead the standard messages. So again, you can click, you can get the detail, what's going on. You can click go to site, and the browser will open on the link given by Microsoft. License report, subscription overview. This can be quite useful because on the fly, you can see, for example, for this tenant, we have 350 E3 plan, both, but only 83 consumed. And on the top level, on the top chart, you can see 83 exchange active. But for example, we have 34 SharePoint disabled. So you can easily click here, and you can see who are this user with a SharePoint disabled. And if I enable management, you will be able also to assign directly this service to the user. From here, you can even export the data. So you can click here, and the data will be exported in CSV file so that you can do whatever you want on the Excel side. Just going quickly through some of the main reports. Inactive user, this can be quite useful because you can go in the past, for example, if you want to see the user inactive since the last year. You click, you have the list here. And again, with the action, you are able to remove all the license in order to get this E3 plan free to be assigned to another user. Then we have mail traffic reports. We have a lot of them here. I will just show some, the main one. Connection by browser, quite useful. We are still working at tenant level now. I will show you also the aggregation report soon. I can drill down here if I want to see who is still using Internet Explorer 9. I click, and here are the names of the person using Internet Explorer. The same for connection by operating system. If I want to see who is still using Windows 7, here they are. And if you are a partner and you are giving support to more tenants, you can also use these aggregation reports. So you can see the same information but across all the tenants. And this aggregation is done in real time. So, for example, again, I can, if I want to see who is using Chrome 38, these are all the name of the people across all the tenants, as you can see. And we can do the same, client OS, we can even filter. So instead of getting all the tenants, you can also get rid of some of them. You save the information, and this is a subset, a real-time aggregation, but on a subset of tenant. And again, you can drill down. We're still using XP. You can click. You have the information here. The same is done also for mobile device, and this can be quite useful to check the bring your own device status. So we can click here if we want to see Nokia usage. Wow, Lumia 925 is the most used. If we want to see who is using 930, here they are. Okay, so as you can see, we aim to be as fast as possible. This is a client-side application. It's a single-page application. And behind, we have a set of API. Another quite useful feature, if you are selling Office 365 to final user, is the license by tenant or by SKU. Because here, for example, you can see that this tenant, our own, is not using all the license both. And you can drill down, so you can click it, and you can see exactly the usage divided by plan. Additional one is licensed by SKU. This is just for you. And okay, other feature we'd like to show you is the delegation. So let's go back here. Let's see the user, This is the list of all the users available. So now I'm a full admin. I can see the whole tenant, so 270 entries. But we have this concept of delegation, so we can create a group of user. And we can say, for example, here, we want all the members, so the operators, so we'll have my user. Okay, we'll be able to see, and I have three different kinds of filter. One is delegation filters, and I'm able to use any information available on Office 365 related to the user to create a filter. For example, now we have state equal BZ. I can even use a domain filter. So if I have, if you manage a lot of domains inside the tenant, you can decide to assign a subset of domain to first level support, something like that. And the same also tenant level. So you can divide the group. I will save the changes, apply. So as soon as the group is applied, now I have been applied to my user, if I go back here to the user, these are filtered. So now I'm seeing 9 entries out of the 270. If I click here, you will see that these are from the state BZ. And you can even create additional things, like, for example, this is ICT, this is system. Okay, just to make you a sample. I can even go here, manage group again. I can add an additional condition. So, for example, delegation filter. I can add department and contains system, add filter, save changes. And again, this will be applied on the file. So I have only the 5 entries out of the 270. And the same can also be done at menu level, clearly. So I can go here. I can decide to give a limited visibility to this specific user. So I can define whatever I want at menu level. So let's use this one, save changes, continue. As you can see on the fly, the menu on the left side have been changed. And clearly, all the filter criteria are applied across all the reports that you are seeing here. The additional thing is the reporting, the management, sorry, the last one. Let me get rid of all the filters. Okay, I'll struggle with the mouse. Delegation filters, member. Okay, save changes. Okay, and also behind the scene on Azure, we are using everything that is available on Azure. So we are using worker role, web role, Redis as a cache. So everything to try to be as fast as possible and also as scalable as possible. Okay, going back here, let me try to enable management just to show you. Okay. So in order to enable management, for the time being, I have to enter the credential here, test. Okay. But in the long run, we aim to get rid of the username, because our goal is to create the same concept of delegation will have to be applied to management. So the final user will know the password, and the system will know the user. So that if I'm an operator, I will not be able to log in PowerShell and do anything, because if I log in there, I have full access to the full tenant. If I will do it through the tool, I will be able to manage only items decided by the global admin. So if I go here, for example, user reports, now that management is active, this additional menu will appear on the user interface, and I'm able to do some action. For example, here I can select this user, I can change the password. Just want to show you. Okay, proceed. And again, here from the technical perspective, you are using SignalR in order to give this alert in real time to the browser. And if you connect with multiple browsers from mobile device, you will always see everything. The interface is responsive, so can be used by a tablet, by anything. And again, if I go, for example, here in the user card, as you can see, I can manage the license, I can change information from here, I have security, everything. And as soon as I remove the management, everything will go back to the previous state. Okay, so this is a very quick demo of the tool. If you want more information, feel free to come to visit us in the booth. Now I will just share with you the what's coming soon in the tool. As I told you, we are working hard to deliver as much feature as possible. So we will, behind the web interface, there is an API layer. So you will be able to use the API layer in order to use the same information with a custom solution of your own. We are building also an agent on premises. So the goal will be to be able to handle Office 365 hybrid solution and also on premises solution through this agent. And another one requested by customer is an Excel with some prepared pivot tables and pivot chart, where you will be able to bring the data from the API layer and do some offline analytics on your Office 365. Last but not least, rules engine. So we want to implement a if this then that method of working Office 365, so that, for example, you can define if a user is sending more than this email, this number of email, send me an alert. Or if I create a user with this specific group, apply this license or something like that. So this is the solution. So thank you again, Lawrence, for giving me time and the possibility to show you the solution. Back to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ivan, again. Changing gears, I guess we'll talk about the Partner Admin Center. So some of the tools, I guess, that we're providing for our partners to help them generate, manage their business. So what are we investing in the partner admin experience? So if we look at the complete lifecycle, the partners obviously want to be at the center of the customer lifecycle. The idea is to be able to manage not just the customer acquisition part, but also monitoring, of course, that could be a big role in what the partners do, as well as resolving issues. And with that, they need some visibility into the admins, their customer admin experience, as well as the tools to administer any of that. So what are we focusing on? Customer acquisition. So that's one of the ideas, is we're creating trial and purchase offers, enabling easy generation of these tickets or templates that we can add onto email and create a trial and purchase offer. Provisioning new customers, sending delegate admin requests. This whole kind of bundling that up into the Partner Admin Center, enabling partners to contact customers and create new offers. Customer visibility, basically enabling the partners to view service health information as well as monitor service requests. So in the event that there is an issue, the customer or the partner could raise a service request. This can be monitored inside, again, the Partner Admin. Customer administration, so the list of the customers that our partner manages, this could be a long list, and the idea is to easily show this list of customers, enable the search and sorting and filtering of customers, as well as administer on behalf. So this is the Partner Admin Center. There's continuing investment in trying to make the solution more easy to use. But at this state, this is what we have. And the idea is, again, showing a complete list of customers on a single pane, easily managing and hopping between customers for service health dashboard, as well as service requests. So let me switch to a demo of the current partner experience. So this is what the partner sees when they first log into the Partner Admin Center, the admin center of their own tenant. And when they click on the Partner tab here, or when we move to the new App Launcher top nav, it'll be a drop-down box here. They're immediately launched into a client view. So in this view, they can see all their clients and in alphabetical order in this filter, as well as any indication if there's a problem, so such as in this case. If we want to see more details of, let's say, Alpine Ski House, let's check the details. We click here, and we have this detailed panel showing, okay, where they're located, ID, and direct links into their client admin center. In this instance, we see, oh, there's a service health issue with Alpine Ski House. What do we do? So by clicking on this icon, We're moved into the service health view of this client. So here we can see, okay, what's going on? We look in. Oh, there's a SharePoint restoring service indicator. Let's click on it. And by clicking on this, we get a little bit more details of what's going on. Again, I recall on the customer list that, you know what, there was another customer with another issue. And we can easily navigate through here, clicking, oh, wingtip, it was wingtip toys. Let's click on it, check it out to make sure things are going or if I need to raise a ticket. And again, we can see it's restoring service, so it's similar to the Alpine Ski House. So going back to client management, how we were adding tools to enable partners to build their service is by clicking on this tab. You now have access to the tools where you can generate offers for your customers. So for example, in this case, just say we have a customer that wants to purchase an Office 365 E3 experience. We can click on this. Oh, the partner needed 25 licenses. And then by this, by clicking on this, we get a template. And with this template, we can copy the link and the details and add it to our own personal email where we can send it to our prospective customer where they can click on the link and purchase the offer. As well as this applies for the trial invitations where you're inviting the customer to, hey, take a trial of Office 365, see if what I've recommended you makes sense, as well as any delegated admin offers. Service requests are handled a similar way to service health in terms of you're able to see, in this case, we went straight into Alpine Ski House. If there's any outstanding tickets, whether my partner, my customer raised it or I raised it, I can monitor, I can close it right from this dashboard. And from here, I can navigate between all my different customers. So like Wingtip Toys, did they raise one based on the last SharePoint incident? We'll take a look, no. So that's probably good because the service is being restored. Service health is what I showed earlier when I deep dive right into the from the client list experience. Again, I can navigate between all my customers. And from the client management list, by clicking on here, once again, like I said earlier, we have these shortcuts that deep dive us right into the client admin center. So by clicking on here, I'll be taken to the Alpine Ski House admin portal. And here I can do whatever management activities, whatever tasks and settings that I need to do for my customer. So that is the partner admin center experience. And we're looking at adding more enhancements going forward, including better reporting. So some of the aggregated reports we're looking at exploring, and more, and just making the UI a much simpler experience. So the next topic I was going to cover was 365 PowerShell. So this is really an intro into PowerShell. It's not an intensive course by any means. And the idea is to kind of show you some of the benefits of PowerShell, given the out-of-box solutions that we have currently. So what is PowerShell? I don't know how many hear PowerShell. Okay, so there are a few. So what is it? It's a task-based command line shell and scripting language. And it's designed to help you manage the Windows operating system and apps such as Office 365. The terminology I guess you might have heard is commandlets. Those are just PowerShell commands. And you manage them from a command-like type interface. So why would you use it? So in the admin center, there's some functionality that we currently do not support today, such as bulk editing, filtering data, saving your data, and some of the more advanced functions are not accessible through the UI today. So PowerShell enables you to do some of this relatively easily if you save the scripts. So just a little bit of background of PowerShell. You use tools, so some of the built-in tools in Windows is Windows PowerShell ISE. You run it in an administrator mode, and then you're able to run the scripts. The basic syntax, if you look at a commandlet, in this case it's get MS Online User, is really just I'm fetching a list of the users from my Azure Active Directory. Getting started, essentially, I have basically two bundles or two scripts here. One enables you to sign into your tenant. So in this case, I'm Contoso West. And from there, then import the modules. So once I sign in, I still need to import the modules, such as Azure Active Directory, which in this case is also known as MS Online, SharePoint Online, Windows PowerShell module, and then the Exchange connection, or connection to Exchange. So what I'm going to do, hopefully this works properly. Let me set it up so that I can get a client running here. Yes, so the slides will be available, including the batch, the script information here. So then you can use it as reference if you want to start using PowerShell with your current. So let me, sorry, excuse me while I get this set up here. So, when I see as an administrator. So here is the ISE. So rather than seeing me suffer typing, I've created the scripts already. And in this case, this is what I showed in the PowerPoint slide, where it's we're just basically signing in. In this case, admin at Contoso West. And there we are. So we signed in. It doesn't necessarily say if you're right or wrong, but I'll show you some of the basic commands to kind of check, hey, am I signed in into the right domain? The next step we would do after providing our credentials is importing the modules. Sorry about that. Zoom. Is that better? One more. There we go. Just for luck. So this part takes a little bit. I don't know how the network is going to be here. So this is where it starts importing all the modules. So in this case, we're importing the Azure Active Directory module, also known as MS Online. We're importing the SharePoint module. We're importing the Link module. And we're connecting to the Exchange session. So the Exchange is a slightly different one where you don't have to download or import the module. You're just connecting to the service. So as that imports, I'm going to boot up my other environment. Sorry. So okay, it's done. So let me sign into my other environment. And then you can see how PowerShell interacts with the tenant and updating the updating our user list. That's one of the examples I'll go to today. So I'm just signing into a test tenant right now. So then I can flip back and forth so you can see what's going on. Let me get down to PowerShell. Okay, almost there. Okay. So now that we're in, let's test. Okay, let's make sure we're actually in the right domain. So a simple command, which is also in the PowerPoint, is MSL domain. Just to make sure, yep, we're connected to Contoso West. That's the one that I like to use. Or sorry, that's my tenant. So we're in the right place. So now we're signed in. And we've imported all our modules. And I used basically this command, get MSL domain, or MS Online. Sorry, that's how I call it. You list all your domains in your tenant. Another common one we could use is this MS Online account SKU. It basically checks how many business how many licenses you have available. So let's try that. And this kind of shows us from this perspective. Okay, we have, let's just focus on the E3 plan. We have 25 available licenses, or 25 total licenses, 19 of them are used, so we have 6 available. That's great. So we have room for the demo, at least, that you'll see. Get rid of this. So why would I do it? So one of the things is bulk editing. So In the scenario I'm going to show you, I'm just importing 5 users, so it's not a huge stretch to do by the UI. But just imagine you had to import 1,000 users. This is where the advantage of PowerShell makes it a lot easier experience. So rather than just say it takes you 2 minutes to enter each user, you can just let it run. So in this case, we switch back to PowerShell. I have a script written, and basically it's the same script that's on the PowerPoint, where I go import a CSV file. So I've created a CSV file called Contoso West New Users. And basically, my company just hired a legal team for whatever reason, and I want to import them. So if I show you my current test tenant, you can see there's no one in my legal. I'll just refresh this. There's no one in the legal team on Contoso West, so it's blank. So going back here, I'm importing it, a CSV file, and it's done. So from here, we can say, okay, let's check. Let's make sure that we can use a script to that goes on. Actually, this goes on to their next one. How do we filter? So I want to know, okay, let's double check that we got our legal team in there. So we can use this command. So it's basically get user list, where the object, the department is legal. And it returns the legal list that we just imported. And let's double check using the UI that is in fact the case. So let's refresh it. Let's check out legal team. And there they are. So they're now added here. So you could say, well, why didn't you just do that here? The current, I guess, limitation that we have in the UI is that we can only do one filter at a time. So with PowerShell, we're able to create multiple filters. So in this event, just say, you know what? I want to know who the director of this legal team is. So we have the title of the director. I can quickly add this on. Sorry, I formatted this for PowerPoint, so I had to do that. And then that returns Julian. So Julian is the director. And just say, you know what? Julian's probably busy. I want to know the attorney on the case as well. We can do the same thing, except we just add. And again, this is also on the PowerPoint. And so we just add the title is just the variable equals attorney. So assuming I spelt everything right, we will have Fabrice, who's also the attorney. So that's kind of the simple use case showing you some of the power where we can add and build different filters to sort out our user list. So another one that's important is saving data. So what if I want to export my user list? What do I do? Today, we don't have that in the UI, though we're looking at adding that in. What we can do is using this command here, we're able to use PowerShell and create a CSV file. So in this case, if we jump into PowerShell again, I have the script saved here as an export CSV. And by executing this, if I go to this directory, I should have my export CSV list. Let's see. So if I pull over. The name of the CSV file was Contoso West Users. So by clicking on that, you now have access to all your user lists. And from here, again, you can create filters to do what you need to do here. And the last command I'll show today, I'm not going to do this one. It's just talking about the additional functionality. So some of the functions, the more advanced features, aren't available currently in the UI and require PowerShell to enable. So this is one of them where, for example, some of the link advanced settings are not currently available in the UI, and you need to set it through PowerShell. And last but not least, when you're finished with a PowerShell session, it's good practice to close it because you only have limited number of remote connections to your tenant. So just in case there's multiple admins, you don't want to hold one up for 15 minutes or so until it times out. So a very simple command to close all your sessions is just use this one. Get PS session, remove PS session. And if we add that to our PowerShell, that will basically close out your session. And you're done. So that's how you close out the PowerShell session. Some PowerShell resources that I also have on the deck are the Garage series. So Garage series is run by my colleague Jeremy Chapman, where he showed basically two very brief intros, kind of covering what I did today in getting into PowerShell. The first part one is actually quite cool, where he races the space race, as he calls it, when he's importing 150 users into his tenant as he races the space shuttle, I guess, to hit the atmosphere or to clear the atmosphere. The other ones are technical articles, so from TechNet, where it kind of gives you an idea of where to start if you want to get into PowerShell. So switching back to so that, in conclusion, I guess the what we're going to show is this is kind of the tools that we enable you to administer your Office 365 experience. We're looking at the Office 365 Admin Center. That's the out-of-box tool, the admin app, where you're able to configure, well, at this part, not, but soon you'll be able to configure your 365 experience, the admin app. As a partner, the Partner Admin Center would be the key tool out of the box. And then we're looking at extending our service through the Service Communications API, and we're going to put more investments into API as well so that you can extend and consume these services into, say, if you have a custom dash or if we have other third-party solutions. So like I said, there's more to come. We're not done by far, and our simplification exercise, we're trying to make the experience more simple. We're trying to add more features to the Office 365 experience, so you don't have to rely so much on PowerShell. Not that you do, but to get some of the more advanced functions, you do. So really, we're focusing on simplicity, making it very easy to use, more intuitive to access the advanced features. Contextual, we're looking for mobile solutions as well as others. We're trying to figure out different ways where we can build a solution for you to manage 365 in context of what you're doing. So in the mobile space, like I said earlier, you're not going to be able to manage all your settings and your tools, but on the go, if you have to reset a password or add a user, you can quickly do that. And extensible, we're looking to build more enablers to empower not only our partners to create differentiated solutions, but also to enable you to build custom tools if you need custom tools to make your jobs easier. Here are some Office 365 resources that we have. So we release a lot of new features through the Office blogs, and I'll probably do a blog post on this session to kind of summarize what we covered today, including links to all the materials. We do the roadmap, so if you've used the roadmap, this is where we show the upcoming features that are coming to the 365 service. So most of the features that we're trying to roll out will be in there in some state. And join us on Yammer, which is the Office 365 technical network, where you can engage with us in requests, or if you have some issues, we're there to have a conversation with you to understand, you know, how can we meet your needs better. And the Office Dev Center, this is for the developing a bunch of more APIs. There's a bunch of end user APIs there, and we're going to be porting a lot more of the admin APIs there as well. Oh, there's the technical network. And here are some other Microsoft resources, Channel 9, Learning, TechNet, and the Developer Network, where you can get additional materials. And that's, I guess, Office certification. Get one of those. And please complete an evaluation form when you're finished. I would love to hear your feedback on this session, how we can provide additional information. If you need more deeper information or you're looking for more breadth discussion, we're here to help. Thank you. This pretty much wraps up what I was going to cover. I don't know if we can open it up for questions and start from there. To entice you, to generate some questions. I have a couple of party passes for the Office 365 party tonight at OPMR, so it should be pretty cool. There's supposed to be a great DJ coming. So if I get the first few speakers, I have some passes. So I don't know if that helps. How about this? Any feedback in terms of what you would like to see going forward? Hi.
Test. Yes. The Office 365 Partner Admin Center is actually pretty cool, but we as a partner would really like to incorporate the functionality that you can see there, like seeing what incidences there are for a specific tenant or so, into our own service tools that we have for our customer care and such. So the question is there any API that we could leverage to integrate this into our own tools available already, be it through PowerShell or any other means?
I'm sorry, there's so much echo. I'm having trouble hearing. I don't know if there's anything we can do with the mic. It's kind of echoey, at least for me.
I will tell to you, you can repeat it.
Okay.
So the Partner Admin Center offers a lot of resources for seeing certain information about a tenant. But for us as a partner, it's much more interesting to have this information available in our own service tools for our customer care, for example.
Okay.
So are there any means of integrating this information through an API or PowerShell or what have you?
Okay, so the question was basically taking the what we're showing in the Partner Admin Center and surfacing that in an API of some sort. So some of the some of the tools are already available. So these Office 365 Service Communications API, the Partner Admin Center already consumes, so that is available. We're looking at additional APIs, so some of the partner tools. I don't think it's on the roadmap yet, but we're planning, hopefully in the next year or so, to have surface more partner admin center type APIs that will surface so you can consume that. That is the plan. Yeah. So actually, since you're got one of these great ones for you. You have one? Okay, awesome. Any other questions? Any comments? Okay, then. I guess if nothing else, then thank you for coming. Please run an evaluation form. I'd love to hear what you thought of the session, what we need to add in the future. Love to hear the comments. Thank you very much.